TSA staff shortages threaten to bring air travel to a halt amid ongoing shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that the current airport disruptions caused by widespread TSA absences could escalate dramatically if the government shutdown continues and frontline workers miss another paycheck. He cautioned that the delays and long lines passengers are seeing now will look like child's play next week, with the potential for small airports to close and air travel to slow to an almost complete standstill. The shutdown stems from a partisan standoff over a Department of Homeland Security funding package, which includes the TSA. TSA employees have been without pay since the 14th of February, receiving only one partial paycheck during that time. With another missed payment looming, callouts are rising sharply. Nationally, the average callout rate is approaching 10%, but some airports are experiencing far worse shortages. At Houston Hobby International, more than 40% of TSA officers failed to show up for work on the 17th of March, while New Orleans International saw a 36% callout rate. Major hubs like New York JFK, Atlanta Hartsfield, and Pittsburgh are also heavily impacted. President Trump has blamed Democrats for the shutdown, accusing them of unreasonable demands, while Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said his party has repeatedly tried to pass a funding package for TSA, though it remains tied to other DHS provisions. The standoff has left airports struggling to cope. Houston Hobby has advised passengers to arrive up to 5 hours early, as wait times can stretch to 3 hours. Airports and airlines are offering support to unpaid TSA staff, including free meals, food stamps, public transit vouchers, and even drop-off points for grocery and gas gift cards at Denver International Airport. Despite these efforts, Duffy and other officials warn that without a resolution, U.S. air travel could soon grind to a halt.